single focused?
Well, so this, the piece I'm doing is about blue water sailing. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I wanted to, that's why you guys are the stars of the show. I was saying, you know, I was telling Terry that when we went to the Solomons, I just was so amazed by your guys' stories and also just your life on the boat. And so it was all, I always felt kind of pulled in a way doing the story of Lata piece because I was like, wow, this is a story. You know?
Oh, okay.
And so for me, this is a huge departure from all of the Outer Voices stuff I've ever done. But, actually, I'm going to switch my mic to mono because it's just you I'm talking to. But, yeah, I mean, so I'm really interested to hear about your, you know, about sailing in general, but I particularly wanted to talk to you and just like get your a little slice of your life in a way. So I thought maybe a way to do that was it would be like if you just wanted to describe the passage that you just did between New Zealand and here.
Okay.
And I don't know if that makes if that feels like too big of a thing to start with.
No.
But, yeah.
The passage leading. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready whenever okay. you are. And it's not like we're live or anything.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so you can say something and then you can say it again. And yeah.
Okay.
That's the good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you'll be editing it.
Yeah, I will be editing it.
Yeah, our passage from Maunganui, New Zealand.
As long as I don't break my equipment first. Okay, go ahead. Your passage
from Maunganui, New Zealand, which is in the North Island, up over to Australia. Was more challenging than our regular cruising life because we now took on a project of the escorting the Hokulea. So it was fun and challenging because you were actually chasing a canoe or during rough times when they couldn't point into the wind and they had to go that direction, we had to tell them, or if there was no wind at all, which that only happened for a short period, you know. And being a sailboat, and we rock, even with sails up, we had to kind of circle around and come back, and it was a photo opportunity. But to be a part of that experience with them was, you know, an opportunity of a lifetime you never get. And we're always open to opportunities being cruisers, you know. So we've seen a lot, but we've never seen the world, you know, past Australia. So this was a great time for us to go beyond and go around the world. And for me to go and be bringing the canoe past the Statue of Liberty is going to be awesome. I just can't wait. So we knew it's going to be, Steve said it's not, it's a job. You know, you have to look at it like it's, you know, you're...
Oh, it's okay. You can talk.
It's a. Hi, girls. It's fun, but it is a job because you have to be constant vigilant on it. You can lose a canoe if the wind picks up and all of a sudden you're going, oh, they're gone. You know, you keep an eye on them most of the time. It's times that when there was fog, you know, which is unusual on the water to have fog and go, what is this stuff? I mean, we've come along a lot of conditions. On this voyage, actually, there were a lot of different conditions. So for one guy that we had on board who hasn't done much sailing at all, he was kind of like, wow, this is cool, and wow, this is different. And that's the thing about sailing. You just get all different kinds as you go through the different, you know, squalls, you know, lots of rain, lots of wind, and you go, oh, my God, hang on. You look back in the canoe, just like being pounded, and they have no protection like we are. We're like, you know, on their cruise ship compared to what they're going through. So I have quite a lot of empathy for what they're doing. In fact, I really respect them. I think they're very brave to be out here. Of course, my friends, they say they live vicariously through me because they think I'm so brave. And for me, I just kind of, passages are just something you just take on and you just, you know, you get through them. What Terry said, the agony and the ecstasy, you know, it's agonizing to be a little seasick, as you know. And it kind of affects your attitude, and you just go, why am I here? Why am I doing this? And you go, well, because look at the sunset. That's why I'm here. And look at the ocean now. And, you know, and I do love the ocean a lot. I mean, you have to be out here sailing. But I've done it now for 20 years. So it was fun to see somebody new.
What do you
for
mean?
A change. Somebody that, Bill on board was new to it, and he was so excited. And I go, oh, I guess that's the way I used to be. Now I'm a little jaded. I've been on, you know, for years. I think the passage itself was a little rough, and sometimes it was easy because of the winds. And the Tasman can have these big rollers. You know, they can be anywhere from 15 to 20 feet high. And that's...
What's the Tasman?
The Tasman Sea is between New Zealand and Australia. So she can be pretty gnarly. We were pretty lucky. We didn't get any stronger winds than we did, because towing a canoe is a whole different ballpark, you know, or keeping up with them. So does that kind of give you an idea?
Totally. Okay. Yeah. So I just want to ask you for some details, so see if he needs anything from you first or needs to.
No, Bob's covered.
Okay. So can you describe to me, well, tell me what a passage is.
Well, going from New Zealand to Australia, crossing the ocean, those are considered your longer passages. That was a 12-day passage. I mean, it could be longer if you get no wind, you know, and you decide you want to be just sail. In their case, they were trying, but it wasn't happening, so they finally just said, just hook us up, tow us. So we did, and then we caught some more wind, and then it was good. That's Susie. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Can you stop this for just a minute?
Yeah, sure.